Ayman, now you actually are a business student, correct? You study business?
Well, actually, I studied business. I did my undergraduate in global business management, but now I'm doing my master's in international material flow management.
Okay, so you have experience with the business field and you've worked as a professional. What job did you have before?
IT specialist, an IT trainer, and mainly technical person in different industries.
Okay, so we bring this up because we both have experience in cultures with bribery, with bribes. So we're going to talk about bribery. So in your country, Syria, what is something that you would pay a bribe for?
Well, in Syria, you'd pay a bribe for anything, everything. Even if you didn't do anything, you might need to pay a bribe.
So how does it work?
Well, if the policeman decided to pull you over, you have to pay them something. Otherwise, they'll come up with something to make you pay more.
So let's say, well, can you give an example of something that you would have to pay a bribe for?
Just driving, really. You'd be driving, and the policeman would just ask you to pull over, and then he'll come, and it means that he needs a bribe. Otherwise, he will just keep you there waiting.
And now, how much would the bribe usually be?
Usually it'd be $1.
Really? Just $1? That's so low.
But the Syrian standards, it's not. It's 50 Syrian pounds.
So basically, the problem is probably that the policemen make very low wages, and so this is how they supplement their wages, is by taking bribes.
Yes, exactly. And the problem is that not only policemen do that, but every government worker do the same. So if you have to do anything that has anything to do with the government or a public office, you'd have to bribe your way through.
So, like if you went to the city hall and you needed to get some documents, you would probably have to pay a bribe.
Yes.
Now, when you pay a bribe, is this out in the open or do you have to put the money in an envelope and keep it secret?
Well, it used to be secret, but now it's more out in the open.